Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting big, getting swole, getting strong. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Speaking of physical condition, the thin and handsome Matthew McConaughey. How serious is he about running for governor in Texas?
I can't remember. I haven't heard him say a word. I've heard other people say it about him.
I would bet yes at this point.
He did say that he's open to the idea. Mm. I remember he said something to that effect.
I think
not declaring, but you know.
I think a serious person talks about it way less than the non-serious people do.
Right.
And like he hasn't your Caitlyn Jenner's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She just wants her brand in the you know, the public eye a little more. So, Sean, is this better, like, introduced or just played cold?
I'll just play it cold.
We've always defined ourselves by the ability to overcome the impossible.
Matthew McConaughey has a vision for Texas.
You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
He wants everyone to have the basics.
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
He is a problem solver.
All right, you killed a hooker. Here's what you're going to do. Get your hands on some bleach, some hydrogen peroxide, and a load of lime.
That too, the law says that you cannot touch.
He's a hard worker.
And off at least twice a day.
He's not some ass clown.
I'm not some ass clown.
He's a patriot.
I'm a surfer, dude.
Close enough. And why does Matthew McConaughey think he would make a good governor?
I'm high as a kite.
Matthew McConaughey for governor of Texas.
All right, all right, all right.
Okay, it's a joke. It's a parody, I see.
Yeah, it's got his movie lines.
I have no idea what he thinks about anything or anything about him personally, really. Other than I know he's a Christian and all that sort of stuff. And he's now out and proud about it after keeping it quiet, as he said he had to back in the day.
Yeah, I actually don't know. Does Texas have term limits on the governor? Can Greg Abbott run again? He seems to be pretty well thought of.
Is Greg Abbott a movie star? Then Matthew McConaughey should be the governor.
Okay, fair enough.
If movie stars want to be our politicians or TV stars, then we all need to get out of their way.
Exactly.
And let them do their thing.
Yes, I believe Abbott can run again because all the polls I've seen compare McConaughey to Abbott. So I think they're assuming that would be the competition.
I'm not sure why McConaughey would want to unseat Greg Abbott, who is a solid conservative.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't follow Texas internal politics that much, except, you know, the whole Beto O'Rourke, but that was national office.
Mm. He had a moment, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he sure did. He was something with his jeans and his dog and his pickup truck.
Skateboarding.
Good times.
Playing
good.
Drums.
Oh, so many aspects of him to like. His telling his wife, I got to go find myself. I'll see you in a year.
Wow. Let me know how the kids are doing.
Which we all would love to do, kind of. Yeah. But I actually wouldn't want to do that. But
you want to kiss the kids goodbye, Beto? I'm already finding myself. Tell them I say hello.
Tell them to follow me on TikTok. I'll be posting there frequently.
Yeah.
So I have a shocking announcement to make. I began yesterday working with a personal trainer.
Wow!
Oh, yeah.
That is a shocking announcement.
Okay, are we talking glamour muscles, your biceps, your ab? Are we doing core strength? What are we doing?
Mostly
practical?
Lats. It's all about the lats. I want the world's
and
biggest lats.
Lats and traps.
Come for the lats, stay for the traps. No, it's you know what it is,
it's partly. Really focusing the above and below the shoulder areas. The lats and traps.
Is she young and hot? Is that what this is all about?
I'd like to reduce my moobs. Yeah, my wife has left me, honestly. And no, actually, after I play golf, particularly if I play or practice 2 days in a row, my legs are killing me. I can barely walk after my various surgeries. And so I know I have to get stretched out and I need to get a lot stronger. And I was kind of trying to do it on my own half-assedly, but... there's a program, this golf course where I play, that they have people who are certified in golf-specific strength training and flexibility training.
Is right. your personal trainer male or female?
It's a feller.
Okay. Rough age?
45.
Handsomeness?
He was wearing a mask. Seemed all right to me. I'm not a gay fella, so I'm not sure why you're asking me that.
Is he
friends with your wife?
No, they haven't met.
Oh, okay.
Why? What are you driving at? Some sort of tennis coach hijinks here?
Is he massaging
no, she's got
your
nothing to do with it.
Is he massaging your adductors?
When I ask pretty, he does.
That was the Al Gore move back in the day.
That's like the upper inner thigh? Yeah. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right next to Ballville.
That's a much better name for it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Crankatonia. No, he does stretch me out, though, by golly.
Like, are you talking like how, because, you know, there's stretching that you can do where, like, if I try to touch my toes and fail, right, like, I can still feel the stretch. Are you getting stretched out like an NBA player where he's, like, leaning on you and he's assisting with the stretches?
All of the above.
Interesting.
Plus, now, we haven't really started on the strength stuff. I got one thing I'm doing, but mostly it's flexibility.
Are you doing the Mel Gibson thing?
What is that,
sir? Lay across that big round thing?
Like the exercise ball?
They stretch onto your both arms and your feet, pull your
part. Like you're being tortured?
Yeah.
Like drawn and quartered, but stop before that.
Yeah, but stop right before my joints give.
That's it.
I do that on an exercise ball, but it's not torturous at all. Okay, so here's one of the reasons I brought this up. You need to try to do this. This is it's amazing. They ask you to do something. The average person can do it for 3 seconds or less. Once you train for a while, you can do it 10 seconds, 10 to 12. The average PGA Tour player can do it 25 to 30 seconds. Here's what it is.
Hands on a Perkins waitress.
Hands. That's right. Get a Perkins waitress into the back seat. Hands at your sides, not stuck out like you're, you know, balance beaming it. Hands relaxed at your side. Sean, you can try this. Jack, you can try this. All right. Eyes open. Lift one knee up. Lift one leg. So 1 foot off the floor. Now close your eyes. How long can you balance like that? How's Sean doing? Somebody keep an eye on
him. He's doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
But, 10. Nope,
and you got your eyes closed?
I did, yeah.
That's really good. I'm terrible at it.
I know. I haven't tried it yet, but I know we do this at home a lot. It's just a kind of game with the kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
And my wife and Sam can do it until somebody tells them to stop, until they get tired.
Wow.
I mean,
with
just
their eyes closed.
Both of them. Henry and I can hardly do it at all. So
I can't go 10 seconds, not even close.
It's so weird. The moment you close your eyes, everything gets wobbly.
How high do I lift my leg up?
Yeah, just as high as you want.
But just get it off the ground.
Yeah.
Eyes closed.
Yeah, get your knee up a little bit. Yeah.
Arms
the minute
hanging?
You're... arms relaxed. The minute your leg is up, close your eyes.
Where's
you can get established.
How'd you do, Michael? Michael, I'm watching you flail around.
Yeah, about 4 seconds.
About like me. Yeah. Don't be ashamed. It's all right.
My chin tucked?
Do whatever you want with your chin. Keep your chin
up. You're stalling.
I'll try it.
No. Wait.
About a half a second.
Keep your eyes open till your leg is up.
Okay.
You can establish your balance. Now close.
Two, three.
Yeah, that's about like me.
Yeah. And then give me the scores again.
Well, the average person, when they first try it, can only do 3-4 seconds. Hmm. And then as you work on it, you get better and better. But pro athletes can do it like your wife can, which is a tribute to her, I guess, practically indefinitely. But it has to do with your stabilizing muscles.
Oh, it does? Your brain? I would assume it has more to do with your brain.
You know, it doesn't hurt to get better balance because that's part of being a good golfer, too. But I know, having had my surgeries and the muscles atrophy and you try to build them up and all, the stabilizing muscles, they get really weak. And you have to build them back again. Get beefy, get brawny, get solid.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen those pro athlete workouts where they're standing on like half of an exercise ball and they're balancing on one foot and somebody's throwing like a bowling ball and they have to catch it and throw it back. They're essentially just doing the extreme version of that workout.
How many coins can you snatch off your elbow?
No, quite a few. Quite a few.
Because we do that too.
Hansen claimed to me in my ear that he can do it on each leg for 60 seconds. You think that's
really
true?
Yeah, he's in pretty good shape. I don't know.
He's also the only person outside of the gaze of other people.
Yeah, he's in another room where we can't see him.
But I'm really looking forward to getting, you know, my glutes in shape because I'm having trouble activating my glutes like Tiger was talking about.
Yeah,
that's an actual thing.
We've all been talking about it behind your back.
They're so deactivated.
They're just sagging there.
Look at it. Look at his glutes. They're totally inactive.
No, that's none of your business.
Practically dragging on the ground.
But I'm so excited about it. You know, I've been wearing 36-inch stuff, pretty loose and everything. Sometimes even 38 if it's true sizes. I ordered a bunch of really short 30-inch shorts.
Yes.
I mean, they're practically briefs.
Let your quads breathe, man.
I'm gonna start wearing them to work. Just as incentive.
What's the main muscle that you need to strengthen to get your balance?
Gosh, I don't know. Just there are a bunch of them that run up the sides of your legs and stuff like that.
I don't think that being able to do that longer would benefit my life in any way.
Oh, you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. You're liable to fall over any minute now. Watch him, Sean. Pitch him. I mean, it's just your stabilizing muscles. They suck. But, one more fitness note. It's funny. I came across this... what's his face? Matt Damon had to get in shape for another movie, and he had so many injuries that he really didn't want to do it. He doesn't trust trainers anymore because he's got bad shoulder, bad knee, because all trainers did it all to him. And he's working with a new guy, and the new guy's thing is all just basic calisthenics that are very much like motions you do in life. No throwing around bunches of weights. I mean, you can add a little weight to do this, but things like, and this sounds crazy, but just air squats, doing the bear crawl like you did as a kid on like your hands and feet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, lunges, that's easy. The farmer's carry, you just carry something fairly heavy in each hand and you walk. Sled push and stuff like that. What else? Oh, rolling from your belly to your back and back again, but only using your upper body, then only using your legs. That was one of the things I was doing. Sounds very basic and very stupid.
Like you're on fire?
Yeah, kind of.
Like kinda. You're a baby?
How do you just rotate your upper torso? Are you an action figure?
Do you have
kung fu grip in this scenario?
No, you take your arm and you roll it over and you pull your lower body with your upper body as if your legs are paralyzed, which is a dark thing to visualize. But
the exercises aside, as we've talked about this for years, and everything you need to get in shape, you already have. We all lie to ourselves that we need certain clothes, we need certain equipment, the gym membership.
Floor and gravity.
Or street, if you're going to walk or run.
Sure.
You know, do that consistently for a month. And if you can do that, then go ahead, get a gym membership, buy the cool clothes, do all the stuff you want to do. But I don't think you're going to make it a month of doing push-ups or sit-ups or whatever. If you've got a floor... Yeah, I tell myself that all the time, too, because it'll trunk it in my head. You know, I should get a gym membership, or maybe if I had the right gear. No, come on. What's stopping me from doing push-ups or sit-ups every day?
Nothing. I need a Nautilus machine.
Exactly.
You know what'll really look good with my dolphin shorts? Michael, what does the employee manual say about the half shirts? Moose knuckle and half shirt look. What do you like?
Oh, jeez.
Really don't want to think about that.
Come on. Come and get it. And everybody's about to come back from the COVID. Oh, yeah. New Joe is going to knock their socks
off. Yes. For business.
For the whoring 20s.
Beautiful.
Well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.